Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just talking to the founder of Public Enemy, Professor Greff, the information officer, and maybe we'll get him to Austin for an in-studio interview. Just amazing. He'll be back with us in 2 weeks again to take phone calls. Man, during the breaks, you're really laying it on me. You were bringing up some of these celebrities, and you're saying, look, I don't want to have a confrontation. I'm not trying to be mean. Nothing against them individually, to repeat what you said to me. And I don't even know about all this, so I'm not even involved in it, but I respect you and believe you. You said, listen, I had conversations with Bam 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 Bam, living people, and then you said, and Tupac, and they told me about what's going on. And I've seen other people talk about this stuff. What do you think happened with Tupac?
Personally speaking, my gut feeling is the fact that Tupac knew too much when he came back out of prison, and some people that I could probably mention, I probably won't get in too much trouble, but I invited Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, laid out money. Suge Knight and a few other people laid out money. Tupac was freed. Tupac went to California. Tupac was propositioned by Quincy Jones, dealing with the sexual rituals that go on in these secret societies. Shortly after that, Tupac dead.
Wow.
now you do the math.
Man, this is a little... Wow, I did not know this was going to happen today here on the air. Man, wow.
So I'm asking questions. That's all I'm doing, because I'm asking the questions and I'm putting it out there. All of a sudden they want to attack me and confront me. But I'm saying, okay, I'm going to bring my information. Here is the information. Now, the conversations I've had with certain individuals that don't want to be revealed, I can't tell you about that, but I can tell you what Tupac told me, that Quincy Jones propositioned him.
Sure. Specifically, just, man, I tell you, I mean, all I know is every time I study any group, the French, the Chinese, the Russians, what's happening at the Vatican, everywhere, it's all the occult, and it's what's going on. And that's what the Illuminati is into, is these sex cult rites, as you know. And that's what the phallus is in D.C., all of this. It's just so crazy.
Exactly. And so we shouldn't be foolish enough to think that it's not going on in an industry like hip-hop, like the music industry, that controls people's lives.
But, I mean, look at Lady Gaga. Look at all of it. It's rituals on the television. I mean, they're doing it openly. And they think they're getting power from it. Well, is there any way that Tupac could have been wrong about what he was telling you?
There's a possible chance that he could have been wrong, but the events that happened after Tupac's death, especially with this anonymous letter and making the connection with private prisons to hip-hop and to rap music and the criminalization and the niggerization of rap music, I think he was right.
What about Dave Chappelle? He said stuff like this and then disappeared and then later said it was a joke and then said it wasn't. I mean, why did Dave Chappelle said similar stuff about mafias and things?
Exactly. Dave Chappelle went so far as to give back $50 million. Now, what black man you know gonna give back anybody $50 million and go to Africa? What are you running from? So we need to understand, he even said it when he was on Oprah.
No, listen, I've been told stuff. I've been told stuff by some pretty big movie stars off record that just, it's totally insane. If people knew who ran things, and by the way, satanic rituals is the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. And so everyone from Bob Dylan down to Lil Wayne, so they're confessing. They can't keep it a secret too long. We know the cat is out of the bag.
Wait, even Bob Dylan, I mean, he speaks out against the New World Order and Sundown on America, but how did he know that back in the 80s, their whole New World Order plan? It's in the songs. Wow. I was always wondering.
The songs, right. Something was going on then that we didn't know about. Because he put it in the song, some of the songs.
I know some folks that know Bob Dylan, and they say he knows about the New World Order. That's what I'm not going to. Man, I tell you, Professor Griff, let me say bye to you during the break. I'm going to have Weldon, our book guy, call you to carry your books in the InfoWars store. Professor Griff, pgriff.info. Let me say bye to you here. Amazing interview. Wow. We'll be talking about this for days.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, and we're working on getting our guest connected via Skype right now, and I sure hope the guest shows up, because I just got rid of Professor Griff in a bombshell interview to get them on. This gentleman, of course, is a lawyer, one of the nation's leading free speech attorneys, and really interesting. I've heard him on the air on Coast to Coast AM, so I look forward to hearing. He's had a whole bunch of victories. What is it? Seven major victories against the FDA, FDA Dragon Slayer. So we'll see if that materializes here today. Got booked real quick yesterday, and at the end of the show. And so sometimes that stuff falls through. Let's go over some of the top news stories up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you just joined us here today. City billboard in Austin urges Hispanics to revolt and rise up and shows floods of people pouring over from Mexico into Texas. Fourth Amendment, we need no stinking Fourth Amendment. Police in North Texas announced they don't need warrants to come in your house now. Nanny Mike soda ban struck down by judge. And see, it lets them ban high flush toilets, ban big sodas. ban plastic bags, ban cigarettes. Next, they can tell you anything else they want. They set the precedent, but then they don't want to ban GMO. They don't want to ban aspartame. They don't want to ban all the rest of the garbage, the hundreds of chemicals, the bisphenol A that feminizes men. They want to force you onto this and not let it be labeled now. Aspartame now is not going to be labeled, they're announcing, in thousands of other products. It's not labeled. Milk, cheese, sweetened yogurts, all of it. Already in most candies, most gums that are sugar gum, it'll be on there. Now it won't be on there. Can't know if it's GMO, but Michelle Obama is going to tell your kids how many calories to have. And I saw online one of the presidential challenge by Michelle Obama sheets, and it was like white bread and stuff. Just amazing that all of that is going on. So that's some of the news that is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll also review what's up at DrugReport.com. Coming up briefly with a news brief at the bottom of the hour, a lot of stuff breaking on the whole Vatican front. Man, where to start here? I like to get people on that I think are interesting. And just like Professor Griff last hour, man, that was, I didn't know it was going to go there. That was wild. He's back on with us in 2 weeks to take your phone calls. That'll be news-making, or maybe not. It'll scare the system so much. But I had a chance a while back to hear this gentleman on Coast to Coast AM, and I've been wanting to get him on. And I'd kind of told my producers, but then forgotten about it a while back. And I guess it fell through. And then Richard Reeves came in and he said, you know, Dr. Glidden, who we're a big fan of, and he's here on the Genesis Network, Dr. Peter Glidden, he says this is a guy you really ought to interview who's worked with Youngevity and others a whole bunch of times. We'll have him break down the story to sue the Food and Drug Administration to make them back off trying to shut down being able to buy vitamins and minerals and supplements over the counter. I mean, if you have one illness from a supplement, it's national news. But if you've got 200,000+ people dying from bad drug interactions or from overdoses of prescription drugs, it's never even in the news. And they try to hide it when some mass shooter's on two or three serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants and goes around killing people. Well, the fact that the insert says it does that. So they've done everything they can. And thanks to Ron Paul, thanks to people like Jonathan W. Emord, one of the nation's leading free speech attorneys, emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Thanks to him. And I've gone and looked into it. I mean, it's not just a claim by Dr. Wallach or others. It's true. Without people like this guy, we would already be where some European countries are. And in South Korea, you've got to get a prescription for vitamins, minerals, or aspirin. I mean, this is the Codex Alimentarius Global Agenda 21 inset of laws they're trying to push. So I wanted to get Jonathan W. Emord on with us. Again, emord.com. And also wanted to get Dr. Peter Glidden, fireyourmdnow.com, naturopathic doctor, host of Fire MD Now, which airs here on the Genesis Network. And he received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. He earned an ND and Barrister University in Seattle, Washington, and he's a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, the Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians, and he, of course, is no stranger to our audience. He'll be riding shotgun with us a bit today. He's hooked up via the Genesis Network, but joining us via Skype is Jonathan W. Emord. He has defeated the Food Drug Administration a remarkable 8 times. I was saying 7 in federal court, more times than any other attorney in American history, earned him the title FDA Dragon Slayer. Formerly an attorney in the Reagan administration's Federal Communications Commission, Emord has practiced constitutional and administrative law in Washington, D.C. for the past 25 years. He is the 2007 recipient of the Cancer Control Society's Humanitarian Award. He is the only non-scientist ever appointed to the Certification Board of the National Nutrition Specialist and serves as the organization's vice chair. He is on the review board of the Journal of Food Products Marketing and International Journal of Food and Agribusiness Marketing. So he's part of the watchdog of the industry trying to make sure they're top-notch. And Mr. Mr. Jonathan W. Hemord is now joining us. I'm not going to go over all of his critically acclaimed books yet. We'll tell you about that, but they're all listed. Freedom and Technology and the First Amendment, The Ultimate Price, The Rise of Tyranny, Global Censorship of Health Information, Restore the Republic. Man, why hadn't this guy been on before? I love everything I'm hearing. Thank you for joining us, Jonathan.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Well, what do you make of the attack? I mean, I know you talk about all the attacks on liberty, not just vitamins and minerals. What is the state of our republic right now?
Oh, it's horrendous. I mean, we're looking at around 2022, a circumstance in which medical care in this country will be very hard to get as far as quality care is concerned. And, of course, with a $16.5 trillion debt, with a $23 trillion by the time Obama leaves office, it's not far before we experience a collapse in the ability of government to supply services. The good news about that, of course, is that we may have a chance of restoring a limited federal republic and a constitutional system of government. We now have a bureaucratic oligarchy ruling this country. When 9/10 of all federal law is not the product of those we elect, but rather the product of the unelected heads of these agencies like the FDA, we no longer have a republic.
You're right, and we're having more and more of this imperial rule where Congress is told, hey, the UN and NATO is over our military. Hey, Obama's over the FDA and EPA. He's going to shut down the power plants. Obama, you know, Mayor Bloomberg, he's going to tell you what you can drink and do. They're really trying to get us used to really stuff that's like dark satire out of a Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Well, that's true. There's been a fundamental shift in sovereignty. At the time of the founding of the republic, the core value of the Constitution meant to be protected by it was liberty. And individual liberty and sovereignty was to be paramount. Government was to be our servant, not our master. And here we are in the 21st century. We're acting like we're in the 16th century. We've got an environment in which the sovereign is the king or the government. And we are the serfs again. I mean, we really are victims of circumstances beyond our control. And increasingly, every decision we make, no matter how intimate, is being affected by a decision made in Washington by someone we can't affect because they're unelected. Congress, since the 1930s, has delegated governing power to the administrative agencies. There used to be a concept in the law known as the non-delegation doctrine, and the Supreme Court in the 1930s struck down many pieces of legislation because they violated this doctrine, which is consistent with Article 1 of the Constitution, that Congress make all law. And now it is the case that since the 1930s, not a single piece of legislation that has delegated power from Congress to the agencies has ever been held unconstitutional for violation of this doctrine. It's essentially a dead letter. That and the separation of powers, which is gone. Agencies are both the accuser, the trier, and the prosecutor. So when you have a head of an agency that says, okay, let's go get this company, let's go get this person, that agency head will ultimately also decide your fate. So you don't have a separation of functions essential for liberty.
And then you see the Senate trying to act like that as well, not calling a hearing, but we've seen Lieberman and others say, we should be able to send a Senate order to YouTube to have videos we don't like taken down, where their staffers now are judge, jury, and executioner. No due process, no restraint, just off with their heads, take them away to the dungeon. Where do you see all this going? Because I see a new poll out today. Most Americans see government as threat to their rights for first time. Trust in establishment institutions continues to plummet. And the system's answer is to buy 2 billion bullets, armored vehicles, and put cameras up on every street corner and get citizen spies. I mean, it looks like the system is on a power trip.
Well, it is. As I explain in Restore the Republic, all of the essential checks on the expansion of government have been eroded away to nothing. All of the constitutional checks, all of the structural checks inside our government that were required by the Constitution to restrict government have been eliminated. And so you have unfunded mandates to the states, absorbing the states into this mass federal entity. You have no separation of powers, with all the power that is difficult to wield out of the hands of Congress and into the agencies by act of Congress. You have people you elect to office who are virtually powerless to affect any change except with a supermajority, and all of the day-to-day changes are taking place by those who really have the control of the agency.
All right, stay there. Attorney Jonathan W. Emord is our guest, emord.com, and he is the slayer of the FDA dragon. He'll be joining us with Dr. Peter Glidden after this quick break. Stay with us.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, we've got the FDA Dragon Slayer on with us, and I was just thinking about the last few years. It first started in Chicago, where the White House controls things, then Denver, and then all over the country. They're saying parents can't pack lunches. You've got to buy the GMO, overpriced garbage that's federally controlled, and you've got to let your children eat that, and you can't pack your lunch. I mean, it's a giant prison. America is turning into a prison. Jonathan W. Emord, famous lawyer beating the FDA. Let's bring in Dr. Peter Glidden, who recommended you to the show. And I'd already wanted you on and forgotten about it. You know, that is, you're driving, listening to somebody late night, you know, Coast to Coast AM, one of my favorite shows. And I heard you on there a while back, a few months ago, and then forgot about it. And then Dr. Glidden said, you got to get this guy on. Dr. Glidden, tell us about, tooting this guy's horn so people realize there's folks fighting for us and that we can win. Tell us about the guy we've got on the line right now, Dr. Glidden.
Well, I can't say enough about Jonathan Emord, Alex. I mean, of all of the lawyers in the United States, right? You know, there's the old joke, you know, what do you call 100 lawyers in a bus at the bottom of the ocean? A good start, right? Everybody hates lawyers, but not Jonathan Emord. Jonathan Emord is the exception that proves the rule, and he is the guy, more than anybody else in the United States, who has gone to bat for holistic medicine, for vitamin companies, to keep health freedom alive. He's one of the main speakers at the health freedom expos that are in Los Angeles and in Chicago. Jonathan Emord has done more for the pragmatic, lawful practice of non-drug medicine in the United States than anybody else. I'm telling you, I knew you were going to love this guy. You two, you and Jonathan are like, you know, twin sons of different mothers, coming at the same subject from different angles. I just really can't say enough about him. And the game is still afoot, gentlemen. The game is still afoot. There is so much more that needs to be done here.
And we have a long segment coming up where we can break down the current attacks. That's why we've got him on today, so people know what's coming down the pike, so we can defeat it as we've done in the past. But now, because we have been defeating them with the Constitution, they're just, as the attorney was saying, as Jonathan was saying, just bypassing that. How do you expect this to play out? I mean, I know the future is fluid. It's up to us. But if they're going purely to a dictatorial mode, is there anything we can do to stop them now that they're setting up an imperial federal bureaucracy and presidency?
Well, my firm is attacking them at every juncture. Wherever they take a move to violate the rights of people or to create a guild, protect one industry over another, my firm has been very aggressive in filing comments on behalf of clients that are injured by those activities, and particularly in the area of free speech in the past, but more so now on the structural regulations. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to break the back of the private sector. Thomas Jefferson referred to government as a parasite. And in the early days of his administration, when government really was virtually nothing compared to today, he was worried that the seeds of its own destruction lay in its ability to sap from the private sector its lifeblood. And that's what's happening. We're overtaxed and overregulated, which is another form of taxation. This is largely responsible for the enormous difference in wealth, the extreme poverty and extreme wealth, the absence of an upwardly mobile middle class, is largely due to structural barriers that government puts in place through regulation. They just make it too costly for people to open a business and keep it going. Over time, as the debt increases, as regulation pours down upon the American people and makes it apparent to them that they are having difficulty functioning, unemployment rises and continues to rise. And then what happens ultimately is that the welfare state entitlement programs, which continue to be so attractive to people, will be unaffordable for the government to maintain. They'll break down. Doctors won't provide Medicare services because they can't afford.
And that's already happening. It's doubling the premiums this year. My dad is in healthcare management. He said, my God, this is written to wreck America. I mean, they know what they're doing.
They assume that the private sector will carry more burden than it actually will. But as we approach that tipping point, when people start realizing, gee, I can't reliably get medical care. Gee, my Social Security check is simply inadequate to afford even basic sustenance. Gee, all these promises government has made to me over the years are simply untrue because they can't be fulfilled. Well, at that point, of necessity, people start turning back to the private sector. This is like the collapse of the former Soviet Union.
Well, right? I agree with you. Stay there. The author is with us. I've got to read his books, and I don't know how I didn't know about this guy for the last few months. And we've also got Peter Glidden there. So we'll finish up with where he sees it going, solutions, but also the big current attacks. This is key information. And I'm going to ask the lawyer, the attorney, about the attacks on our free speech here in Austin. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 60.
What they want is a monopoly or guilds controlling things. That is what the globalist model is. And Jonathan W. Emord is the FDA dragon slayer. Defeated them at least 8 times in big lawsuits in court. One of the key guys in there, also working with Congress, the few times they've done a good job to block outright bans of vitamins and minerals. But he's also a big free speech lawyer, and I want to talk to him about that. Dr. Peter Glidden's with us to bring up some of the current stuff and where we're going with this. But let me raise this to you now, sir. You can't see it. You're on video Skype with us, but we're not sending you video so that we don't, you know, degrade the quality of your video we found. But I handed out and had a street crew that I hired hand out 10,000 copies of my InfoWars March magazine that is about the police state takeover. And selectively, anywhere downtown, and I'm showing photos to people right now, police gave tickets, but notice they were warnings, so it made it even more racketeering because it was just all intimidation. They said, next time you'll be ticketed for real and then arrested for blocking right-of-way, which they weren't doing, just handing out magazines. And so here are the photos. We actually were able to get these of our street team. Then South by Southwest had shaved head, nothing against guys with shaved heads, but, you know, big bouncer type guys come over and say, get off the streets. It's a big corporation owned by the Chronicle, local newspaper, big successful film music festival. We decided to hand out 10,000 magazines, just one small part of what we do. And I've always heard these stories about them, and they literally had the police, code enforcers, and then goons, who claimed they were with them, we don't know if that's the case, come up, and the news went down there on Saturday, and they admitted it to them. Then the police backed off, and the code enforcers backed off. So my question to you is, they're conscious about this. You can't feed the homeless, we'll arrest you. Homeless can't dig in dumpsters and get apples, we'll arrest them. You can't hand out magazines. Then when we fight back, okay, you can. But then they just come right back. It's a conscious, always moving against us, against basic rights. What would you do about something like this, and why are we seeing things like this across the board, sir?
Well, I think there's a general disregard for rights that comes with the growth of government and the assumption of greater government power. It's inevitable. And we're at a point now where it's become an epidemic across the country. But in your case, there's an unquestioned right, First Amendment right, to distribute, which is recognized since the turn of the 20th century in Supreme Court precedent. And there are many cases, including Jehovah's Witnesses cases, in which the right to distribute information is fully protected. There's a time, place, and manner restriction that the courts recognize in instances where it would have an effect on obstructing traffic or preventing ingress or egress to buildings. But if people are in the streets, particularly, and they're not obstructing traffic, they're on the sidewalks and so forth, they have an undoubted right to distribute pamphlets, other literature of any kind, provided it's not pornographic or otherwise not protected by the First Amendment. But clearly, political views are entitled to the strongest First Amendment protection, the Supreme Court has said, and the right to distribute them is fully protected. So what would you do? Well, I would get an injunction against the local authorities that would preclude them from taking those actions to stop the distribution of these publications. And they really should be mindful of the fact that that can happen in short order. This is a federal question. You're dealing with the First Amendment. And they can be enjoined from preventing you from doing it. And the courts, I think, still would do that.
Sure, exactly. The issue I'm getting at is there's the consciousness of that every time they do this, they back off. And when the media shows up, then they come back and do it again and then play stupid. And the police I ran into later apologized and said, we didn't want to follow orders, but high up said, do this. And it was selectively only against us because it's basically, it's hardcore free speech stuff about everything you and I are talking about. And also the people that own the South by Southwest have a long beef with me because they're basically collectivist fake liberal tyrants. It's just that, how do you respond when they, like the mafia, back off when you stand up to them, but as soon as you then leave the field, they come back? How do you deal with something like that?
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job by exposing it, as you are right now. But in addition, I would make clear to the authorities what's going on and that it is their duty to protect your right of free speech.
That's what I did,
Yeah, and they should be signing officers to prevent these people from interfering with your right to distribute that literature. That's their obligation.
Well, that is how it ended, what was actually us calling the police over, or the ladies we hired, the local street team. We had to get the cops over to stop those guys. So when the cops and others stopped following their little orders, and then the code enforcers wouldn't follow unconstitutional orders, then they actually sent guns out showing the essence of this.
Well, it's sounds like an awful situation, but I think the law is plainly on your side, at least in this instance.
Exactly, but I think it just shows the mindset of Chicago or New York-style muscling now is even in Texas. I mean, how bad is the tyranny growing?
Oh, it's horrendous. For example, with Obamacare, the promulgation of regulations under Obamacare, you thought the statute of over 1,000 pages was bad. Take a look at what's coming out of the regulatory agencies, particularly HHS and CMS. And the rent-seeking or corporate protectionism activity is just running rampant with more lobbying than I've ever seen. It's because this is going to create an army of tens of thousands of new bureaucrats and huge opportunities for protectionist regulation. And so, for example, there's a new regulation out by CMS that would make registered dietitians the only people in hospitals that can prescribe medical nutrition therapy, and they can do that independent of physicians under this thing. It's a plum that they were able to snatch through lobbying the CMS. And this will have dire consequences because registered dietitians have oftentimes just a bachelor's degree. That's all that's required in science and a bachelor of science.
But it creates a monopoly, Guild, as you were saying earlier. But I mean, what about the fact they now admit it does have the death panels?
Right. That's an amazing, horrific aspect of this, too, and it's going to come to pass. It's not going to come to pass not only because of the inherent power to allocate resources that they've assumed, but also because we're going to see a shortage of both physicians and of specific services. For example, the 2.3% excise tax on medical devices under Obamacare is destroying the medical device industry. That is comprised largely of small and medium-sized companies that cannot afford the enormous tax. It's on gross receipts, not on profits. So
unbelievable.
It's really ruinous.
So that's more like 10-15% of their profit, and most people are operating on a 5-10% profit, and the bureaucrats just want more. And we've seen this in hundreds of cases the last two centuries with collectivists. They will wreck the society. Is there anywhere to reverse the cancer? I mean, they've got payroll taxes on poor people, and the poor are now learning they're going to be hammered. What did they think insurance companies were going to do? Of course they compel people to buy their product, and then the product goes up in price.
Well, CBO is estimating that Medicaid ranks are going to grow by about 16 million people in the short term and up to 30 million people in the long term. When you look at the long-term prospects for insurance companies, many companies can't afford the requirements that are being placed upon them for under Obamacare and are dropping insurance entirely. CBO estimates that that will result in 30 million people being uninsured. So what do we have? A system of Obamacare that was designed to take uninsured people to the tune of some 30 million and give them insurance. What it's really doing is redistributing the right to insurance so that middle-class people who had health insurance through their employers are going to lose it to the tune of 30 million people, and 30 million people who were poverty-stricken are now going to be on the insurance rolls. Largely through Medicare and Medicaid, but largely through Medicaid.
And that will bankrupt the system, then they fully nationalize it.
Right, and that's really consistent with the overall underlying plan here. They wanted a single-payer system. They built into Obamacare means to achieve that, and their expectations are coming to pass. The exchanges are being rejected by many states. Medicaid is expanding as a result. And the people who are falling off of this system are ending up on public systems of support that the federal government is operating. And that's creating the socialized medicine system they wanted after all. They really looked at this insurance system as an interim measure. The ultimate measure was all along to create socialized medicine in its purest form. And by the way, there's really not much difference between an insurance company bowing to the will of HHS as to coverage and socialized medicine anyway. We really do have presently a cancer of socialism that's running throughout the medical system and is destroying quality care. It's just accelerated to a massive degree with Obamacare.
And I hear this mindless meme that, oh, European healthcare is so great. And then I watch C-SPAN of Parliament where they admit it's 18 months to get a brain surgery that's 100% fatal, basically, if you don't get the surgery within 6 months for a tumor. And they just admit it. And then they have old people just dying, and they're now practicing euthanasia. And then Bill Gates goes, well, that's needed. Kill grandma, hire 10 teachers. We're now in this collectivist pot where they're going to tell us what to eat. Insurance companies are getting from the grocery stores what we eat to then put it into a database I mean, they really know what they're doing. I want to bring in Dr. Peter Glidden to comment on this because, and then get your take on it, Jonathan, because you've got the perfect storm here of as they socialize medicine, as they bring in death panels, as they lower quality of care, which is what the insurance companies want, a government guarantee to do this, so they lower care. Now they can nix out the doctors and say you don't get that eye surgery, as Daschle wrote in his book. Now, that's a great thing. As all this happens, they're coming in against the supplements, the vitamins, the nutrients in the health revolution that can keep you out of these hospitals. So at the same time, and they're trying to shut down the free speech of doctors and others who are wanting to expose what's happening. So let's bring in Dr. Glidden. Dr. Glidden, break down what I was just talking about there. Give me your take on that.
Well, here's the way that it is, Alex. You know, I could have 1,000 patients who had definitively diagnosed type 2 diabetes, 1,000 patients, and I could treat them with non-drug therapeutics, with science-based, clinically verified, that science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, and they could all recover from their diabetic condition. No more type 2 diabetes. It's gone. And I can't post that testimonial on a website. I can't make a testimonial about that. I can't even say it in public that we can cure the illness because, according to the Food and Drug Administration, the only thing that can cure anything is a drug. This is a big, bad voodoo daddy. You know, and quite frankly, Alex, I couldn't be happier if the medical system collapses because we have taken the wrong dog to the hunt. I mean, the medical system doesn't need to be streamlined. The drug companies don't need to be reined in. There doesn't need to be more checks and balances, less regulation or more regulation. The reason that our health is going to hell in a handbasket is because we've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. MD-directed, pharmaceutical-centrist, allopathic, reductionistic treatments for chronic disease don't work. This is the trillion-pound gorilla in the middle of the country that nobody is talking about. The best possible thing that we can do for our health is not to tweak the system, not to try to perfect the system, not to try to streamline the system. It's abandon the system. The only thing that MD-directed medical therapeutics are good for is surgery when surgery is absolutely necessary and emergency care medicine. But the alternative practitioners, the naturopaths, the homeopaths, the herbalists, the acupuncturists, everybody who's not an MD has been kicked off of the bus of medicine. For goodness sake, the state of Illinois sued me for $5,000 because I used the word doctor on my website, and you can't do that. Now, I've been a licensed physician for 20 years, but it's not okay for me to use the word doctor.
Well, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. I remember having Dr. Blaylock, who's a retired brain surgeon, but other people on 16 years ago saying you're going to see giant increases in diabetes as they put aspartame in thousands of products, not just soft drinks, Equal NutraSweet brand names. We knew this. The studies were there in the 70s when they couldn't get it approved until 80. And here it is, CBS News last week. New study is wake-up call for diet soda drinkers. And let's punch this up for TV viewers. CBS News. And it goes over all of it. Artificial sweeteners tied to obesity, type 2 diabetes. It's an excitotoxin. It makes you more hungry and tricks your brain and fries your pancreas. They knew it. They know it's deadly poison. Diet soda associated with higher type 2 diabetes. No one's asking why is it up by 2, 3,000%. Why are Hispanics dying left and right especially? Because genetically it really targets them. Because it's wood alcohol. And we know what that does to Native Americans. That's what Hispanics are. Spanish mixed with Native Americans. It's killing them en masse. But you can't come out and say Nobel Prize for Medicine, Linus Pauling, mega dosages of vitamin C, massively kills cancer, is a great treatment. You can't say that, even though it's Nobel Prize, but they can push 10,000 plus products with aspartame in it that kills people deader than a hammer.
500 million people die from Vioxx. 500,000. 500,000. 500,000 people die from Vioxx. Nobody goes to jail. The leading cause of death in the United States right now, to the tune of 780,000 people a year, is MD-directed medical therapeutics. It's the leading cause of death. It's the leading cause of bankruptcy. While the MDs have been driving the bus of medicine, autism is skyrocketing. Alzheimer's is skyrocketing. Life expectancy is flatlined. It's unbelievably poor poor outcomes, and nobody bats an eyelash.
Wow, going back to Jonathan W. Emord, sir, you know, I've been throwing a lot of questions at you, a lot of points. What are some of the big attacks we've got on the supplement front going on? I mean, I know they've been pushing that as well because big medicine's in there, what, patenting, you know, fish oil, changing a molecule, and then they want their competition that's 20 times cheaper banned.
Well, one thing that people need to really understand is that the censorship regime that the FDA operates is profound, and it is absolutely prohibited by federal law to make any treatment claim for a dietary supplement, even if it's true. So, for example, if you put on, and that's true of foods as well, if you put on the label of water, treats dehydration, you've just transformed the water by operation of law into an unapproved drug, and it is illegal to sell. You sell it, you can be thrown in jail. You put on any other thing, prune juice, you put on there, treats chronic constipation. You just transform the prune juice into a drug, and you're thrown in jail. That's so even if the statements are true.
If you say cranberries are good for the stones in your bladder or your kidneys, you can't do it.
Can't do it. And the reason why this regime is in place is that it is an anti-competitive system that ensures a monopoly on the right to make therapeutic claims for drug companies. They're the favored regulatee. The whole Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act is designed to put the government in the place of protecting the drug approval process and thereby protecting an exclusionary system that limits to drugs the right to make therapeutic claims. A drug is not defined as a drug based on its chemical composition. It's defined as a drug based on the claims that are made, that is, therapeutic claims. So anything that makes a therapeutic claim is automatically categorized as a drug.
So it's a pharmaceutical monopoly. Wow. Jonathan W. Emord, we're going to come back with him. We're going into overdrive with Dr. Glidden today. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com for the very best longevity products discounted. InfoWarsHealth.com. Stay with us.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now think about this. They don't want GMO to be labeled, or aspartame. They're trying to get the labeling of that so they can put it in everything. They'll kill you deader than a hammer, give you brain tumors. You know, I said thousands of studies. There are literally thousands of studies on excitotoxins, hundreds on aspartame, more than 20 before they got it approved, where it killed the baby monkeys. And it just drives me crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all the products, the essential fatty acids, the very best out there, and your purchase supports this broadcast, InfoWarsHealth.com. You can go sign up there on the site as well at InfoWarsHealth.com, which will punch up on screen, and I'll give people the phone number that's there on the site if you want to call. When you sign up to get auto ship, you can get free shipping there at InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call if you want to call InfoWars Health product order line or to have your questions answered is 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. InfoWarsHealth.com. If you'd like to join the team and get even bigger discounts, pay a $10 fee and then get distributor status, you can do that. The same InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. .com 877-551-1301. I'm going to get him back up soon by himself, and I want to read his books and then carry him, obviously, because I heard him on Coast to Coast, blew me away, and then actually research, wow, this is the guy that has had so many victories. I'm going to continue on with Dr. Glidden for at least 30 minutes in the next hour. If your local station doesn't carry it, audio streams at InfoWars.com and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. But in the 3 or 4 minutes we have left, sir, why have you been so successful against the FDA, not EPA, FDA. Why have you been so successful when other people haven't? Because, you know, I cover the news. I know how hard it is. If you actually have a case and go to court against them, the feds have like a 97% conviction rate just to show how corrupt things are. And when you're suing them, it's, I mean, I saw human experimentation we exposed and broke here with researchers in North Carolina where they were gassing college students and not telling them just 2 months ago. We broke that. And the Obama administration said, we're allowed to do this. We're going to stop the program, but nobody gets in trouble. That's Nuremberg stuff. I mean, you know, it's amazing. So where is it going? Where is it going? Yeah.
Well, I think on the question about success, I think the reason for the success is entirely one of strategy. We're very careful in how we position these cases and how we chose to take them. We didn't take every case that came along. And we really had two things working for us. Excellent argument, and then also a persuasive ability with the judges that we had. It's very hard to win against the federal government. I would say that 99% of all cases involving the federal government wins these days. So defeating an agency as powerful as the Food and Drug Administration does require a considerable amount of work and sometimes the amount of time. For example, with Pearson versus Shalala, which was a landmark decision that held FDA censorship of the folic acid neural tube defect claim and omega-3 fatty acid coronary heart disease claim and other claims unconstitutional, that case took a decade to build and to present through the administrative process onto the courts. So it's very hard to defeat the abuses that the government puts on the American people.
Well, I love that little life ring you have behind you. It says Save the Constitution. This is a one-minute break. Emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Jonathan W. Emord. Do 5 more minutes with us. We'll let you get out of here, and we'll continue on with Dr. Glidden with some other breaking news. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.